Praise God! This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us today as we continue with our topic that we started last week on the ministry, talking about the ministry gifts that are in the body of Christ and how those are challenged today. Those ministry gifts are facing some pressures. We're going to be talking more about that in today's program, so stick with us for that. Now, by way of, let me do a few announcements first before we get started. First of all, you may have noticed we have a new theme in terms of the intro of the netcast, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Now, I haven't dropped Destined to Win as my theme. We'll still be using that on the radio broadcast and on our messages that we put out on the internet. Because we post this video on YouTube, YouTube basically has some rules that you can't use licensed music, BMI licensed music, in your program unless you have all kinds of explicit permissions and set all that up and so forth. And so rather than fight that battle, so to speak, we have gotten some music that we can use that is not licensed music, and that allows us to do the intro. And basically it's a very quick, it's like 30 seconds for the intro, and then on the exit maybe actually I think it's 25 seconds on the intro and maybe 30 some seconds on the exit, so it's not very long. But basically that will help us from a technical aspect doing the netcast. So that's the reason for that. Hope you enjoy what little few seconds there are of it, and it'll help us, you know, stay legal. We want to do that and stay in good standing with YouTube. YouTube is just one of the many outlets that we do have for the video. We post it in a lot of different places, and of course it's available on our website, wfm.org. You can go there and watch it in several formats, either well, basically, there's several pages within the site that you can see the video, and it's high-quality video in terms of being a, wide aspect ratio, HQ quality or HD quality video. So I encourage you to watch it, and we also are available, and this is something that I haven't mentioned. I don't think I've mentioned this before. We're available now through the Roku box. If you have a Roku or a Boxy or an Apple TV, you can get the Blueberry Network. The Blueberry Network, I think I've mentioned before, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, spelled a little funny, but the Blueberry Network is one of the places that we've had the Word of Faith netcast posted for years, but they now have the ability to broadcast through streaming video over the Roku and the Boxy and the Apple TV and Western Digital players and other players that will pick up that network. So you can go to Blueberry, you can find the Word of Faith netcast, and then you can view it over your streaming video box through your TV. And I've tried that, and it's kind of fun seeing yourself up on the HD TV. And, it's kind of neat that we can do that. But the main reason I mentioned it is it's yet another outlet that we have to preach the Word. And, of course, we started posting the videos on YouTube because of the tremendous audience there. So however you happen to be watching the video, some of you are listening to the audio of the video. And, of course, we also have this posted or played broadcast through Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. We come on with this particular netcast Sunday mornings at 9:30, right after Brother Copeland's program. And it's a 30-minute program that we're on there Sunday morning. And then, of course, our regular radio program, the Word of Faith broadcast, is on Monday through Friday. Once again, after Brother Copeland, he comes on at 11 o'clock Eastern Time in the morning. And then our program follows at 11:30. And it's a 15-minute daily program that we have there. So lots of opportunities for you to get into the Word of God. Amen. I just wanted to give you a few quick announcements along that line and tell you what's happening there. And we're going to be doing a lot of expanding in terms of the outlets we have for the netcast and the broadcast. So, you know, things are happening. Praise God. All right, well, let's get into the Word of God. We were talking last time about the ministry gifts. And specifically, we talked about how those ministry gifts kind of break down in terms of the operation of those ministry gifts. We were talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's go there. Verse 28. And God hath set some in the church. Now, we did mention that not everyone in the body of Christ is called into a ministry gift position. Okay? These are five specific ministries that God has given to some within the church. He set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healings. Now, we found out last time, I'm not going to reteach everything we talked about last time, but we found out last time that the miracles and gifts of healings ministries are kind of encapsulated in the evangelist ministry. Now, the evangelist speaks forth the message of the gospel concerning Jesus Christ, but miracles, signs, wonders, healings follow his ministry. We gave the New Testament example of Philip the evangelist, and we saw that in his ministry, miracles and signs, wonders, gifts of healings followed in his ministry. Then we saw that these last three areas mentioned here, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues, fall into the area of the pastor's ministry. And we compared 1 Corinthians 12:28 with Ephesians 4:11, and we saw that these gifts that are given as gifts to the body of Christ, all five of them function very specifically. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to make something very clear here. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, and let's begin in verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, or a multitude of captives, captive with him, and he gave gifts unto men. Now, the gifts he's mentioning here, he's talking about the ministry gifts. We'll see that here in just a moment. He gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? Verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, and he gave. See, he talks about the gifts he gave to men. And he gave. Well, what gifts did he give? He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now let's read it this way. Kind of take it out of the King James just a bit. He gave five ministry gift functions as gifts to the body of Christ so that the body of Christ would be perfected, that is, matured. That's really what the word is talking about here. Not perfect as in absolutely 100% perfect in every aspect. Of course, we want to strive for that, but he's talking about maturity. So he gave those five ministry gifts to mature the saints so the saints could do the work of the ministry. And you say, what do you mean the work of the ministry? Well, we talked about the fact that every believer in the body of Christ has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Now, they're not called into the fivefold ministry because that's just some, right? He gave some those gifts. And those gifts are literally given to perfect or to mature the body of Christ so that the body of Christ, all the members in the body of Christ, can do the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry for those people are primarily the ministry of reconciliation, telling the world that they are reconciled to God through his son, Jesus Christ. That is the primary ministry that every believer has been given. But then also we talked about the helps ministry. In other words, being a help and an aid and a support to your local church, to your pastor, and perhaps there are those who will even be a helps minister to a traveling minister like Brother Copeland. He has a staff that works with him and helps him and shoots the video and puts up his website and does all the things that they're involved in doing. And those people are helping him as a traveling minister. Okay? So, and of course, they also have a local church there too, Eagle Mountain International Church. That is a local church pastored by George Pearson's, who's Brother Copeland's son-in-law. So they have a local church, and they have a helps ministry, I'm sure, functioning in that local church. But now, for instance, at the church that I attend, that I'm a member of, Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, we have a helps ministry. We have ushers. We have audio folks. We have people that clean the church. We have all kinds of opportunities for people within that local church to render practical aid and support. And that's what the helps ministry is all about, rendering practical aid and support. So all of that helps ministry area falls in a local church setting situation, falls under the heading of the pastor's ministry. Why is that? Because he is the director of that local church. And we talked about all this again last time. I don't want to get into it in depth because we've already mentioned it. But very quickly, he is the director. He is the one that God has set in position in that local church and is also the head of that local supportive ministry because essentially they answer to him. Their people there are helping him minister the gospel through that local church. That is how things are done decently in order in a local church setting, okay? So, all of that, by way of quick review, because we've talked about that side of it. But what I want to get into today is what we began to talk about very briefly and began to kind of get into, and that is the pressure coming against the ministry gifts in these days. We are in the last of the last days, folks. I've mentioned this before, probably will say it again. We're in the last of the last days, and Satan is stepping up some of his activities. He's doing some things that are engineered to affect the preaching of the gospel in these last days, and we've got to be diligent, and we've got to be aware of his devices and make sure that we don't fall prey to some of the devices that he's trying to set in motion. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let's begin in verse 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now, think about this. He's telling Timothy, I charge thee. Timothy is a young minister. And as Paul is writing here to Timothy, he's trying to really get his attention. He's saying, I charge thee with something. Well, you know, that'd be like the general giving a command to one of his, lieutenants or whatever that are going out into the field. So he's saying, I charge thee with something. Now, what is he charging you with? Verse 2, preach the word. Well, now I could just stop right there and go off on a preach, because of this. Preach the word. Don't preach the Reader's Digest. Don't preach the newspaper. Don't preach your experiences. Now, there's one thing about giving an example from your personal life that will illustrate something from the Word of God, but don't just preach your experience. Preach the Word. Because if you don't preach the Word of God, then all those experiences, even if they're good ones, will not help people because they'll have no basis of faith. We're getting into something here. The only way you can have a basis of faith is for it to be strictly, totally based on the Word of God. If you're not hearing the Word of God preached, you have no basis of faith. You say, well, Dr. Bill, I can go to my own Bible and I can read it and I can get stuff out of the Word. Absolutely, and that's great. But the system that God has put in place, the gifts he gave to men of the fivefold ministry, Those gifts were given for a very specific reason. And the first charge that Paul gives to Timothy here is, preach the word. Don't preach anything else. Preach the word. Now, we'll come back to that as we go along, but I want to keep reading here. Be instant in season and out of season. Now, what's he talking about being instant in season and out of season? Well, the word instant here is the Greek word epistemi, and it means to stand upon, to be present. Now, think about that. Be present. Have you ever been somewhere and it's like you're not really there? You know, you're there physically, but you're not there mentally. You're not there emotionally. You're elsewhere, okay? You're distracted. In order to truly be present and be standing in a position where you are fully engaged, let's put it that way, where you're fully engaged, you need to be epistemi. Okay? Now, that means instant in season and out of season. Well, what does that mean? Well, it comes from a word, Greek word eukaseirosi, if I'm pronouncing anywhere close to right, and it means opportunely. In other words, when there is an opportunity. And then this other word, out of season, is akerosi, which is inopportunely. So whether you have opportunity or not, you need to be there. Be present. Be available. Now let's go back and look at this again. Preach the word. Be fully present, whether there is opportunity or not opportunity, to preach the word. Now, I'm telling you, in these last days, there will be situations where it doesn't seem that there's an opportunity to preach the word, but you got to be there anyway. You got to be ready. You got to be there. You got to preach the word. Preach the word regardless. Do you see that? All right. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, the word doctrine literally means instruction or teaching. It's didakre in the Greek, and it means instruction or teaching. So when we're teaching you here through the Word of Faith Netcast, that's doctrine. Now you say, but Dr. Bill, I thought doctrine was just these rules and regulations in a church setting. No, no, no. That's that's religion. Teaching of the Word is, first of all, you preach the Word, you teach the Word, you're instant in season, out of season. Sometimes that involves reproving and rebuking or correction. And sometimes it involves exhortation, where you're encouraging people. But in every case, it is teaching the Word of God, which is teaching doctrine. All right, verse 3. Here's what I want to get to. For the time will come when they, talking about the body of Christ, the time will come. Now, as Paul wrote this, obviously this was several thousand years ago, nearly, and he's writing to Timothy, and he's saying there's coming a time. Now, brethren, here's the thing. I think we're in that time. I believe we're in the time that he's talking to Timothy about here. The time will come when the body of Christ, because that's implied here, he's talking about teaching to people in the body of Christ, will not endure sound doctrine. Remember, we said doctrine meant teaching or instruction. They will not endure sound doctrine. And I believe that's the time we're in. And I believe you can see that in the body of Christ. There's all kinds of strange doctrines being taught. And when I say strange, they're strange in terms of the Word of God. They do not hold up under the scrutiny that the Word of God applies to them. The light of the Word shining on them shows them to be inaccurate teaching. They're not sound. Sound doctrine is doctrine that will stand up under that kind of scrutiny and that kind of light from the Word of God. That's why he He prefaces the whole thing by saying, preach the word. Not your opinion, not your church doctrine, you know, in the sense of those rules and regs. No, you need to be preaching the word, minister. And particularly in these last days where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. Now this word lust is epithumia in the Greek. It means a longing for what is forbidden. A longing for what is forbidden. Now, a lot of people equate that only to sexual lust. But there are lusts for other things that are not the Word of God. Lust for greed for money, for instance. Lust to do things outside the Word of God. And basically, in these last days, what's happening is, to the body of Christ, they're becoming more interested in the natural world around them and their position in it than they are in the spiritual truths of the Word of God and the assignment that God has for us in these last days. God has an assignment for the body of Christ that does not involve heaping up a bunch of stuff in the natural. Now, God doesn't mind you having stuff. Don't get the wrong impression. He does not mind you prospering financially and prospering in the natural realm. But if that's your focus, if that's all you care about, then you are off track. And unfortunately, in the Word of Faith circles, prosperity teaching circles, health and healing circles that we're in, a lot of people have gotten off track. And they've got off on these natural things. And they're in danger of sliding into the situation of not enduring sound doctrine and being only interested in heaping up to themselves teachers, having itching ears. This is what it says here in verse 3. After their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want somebody to tell them that it's okay not to go to church. It's okay not to tithe. It's okay to be so caught up totally in your own personal life that you have no interest in spiritual things. After all, we live under greasy grace. Okay? I'm being a little facetious, but I'm trying to make a point. That's the kind of people that it says we'll have in the body of Christ in the last days, unfortunately. And he's warning against that. Verse 4 says, and they shall turn their ears from the truth, and shall be to the, and it shall be turned unto fables. They shall turn to fables. They'll listen to things that are not true. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Affliction is pressure. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Talking about Paul himself personally. I've fought a good fight, he says. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And what he's telling ministers to do is just what he's saying he did. Keep the faith. It's important that we as ministers of the gospel teach and preach the word of God, not just what people want to hear. Now, let me give you an example of this. There's a lot of people that heard Brother Copeland, Brother Hagin, the Word of Faith message, you know, all the way back in my case. Let me give myself an example. The late 70s, early 80s. Woo! Man, Body Christ was excited about faith teaching. Hallelujah! Wanted to hear nothing but the Word. And now, some of those same people are like, oh, you know, that's old stuff. I don't want to hear that anymore. What do you want to hear? Oh, you know, whatever sounds good, whatever makes me feel good, whatever says that I can go down to the lake and get my boat in the water and run around and not have to go to church on Sunday, you know, whatever, you know, that'll make me feel fine, feel good about myself, good about those decisions. You know, well, you got itching ears, and you're heaping to yourselves teachers that will just salve your conscience. You're not involved in the spiritual things that God wants you involved in. Well, what kind of spiritual things? Things like the Ministry of Reconciliation, telling the world that they are reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Dr. Bill, I don't want to go knock on doors. Well, that's just one way. Knocking on doors is one way. Talking to people at work, talking to your friends and family, telling them about the blessings of God, showing them in your own life how blessed and excited you are to get into the Word, listening to Word of Faith Radio, watching this netcast, being immersed in the Word. The more you get into the Word, and I'm talking about the strong Word of God, the more excited you'll be about spiritual things, the more excited you'll be about doing what God wants you to do, rather than just kind of kicking back and relaxing and not really caring about spiritual things anymore. You know, kind of give a nod to it, maybe go on Sunday morning, maybe, part of the time. And just kind of say, yeah, Pastor, just preach something that'll make me feel good. You know, I got plans this afternoon. That, sadly, is what a lot of Christians want to hear. And that's why they're heaping to themselves teachers having itching ears, because they don't want to hear the truth anymore. They don't want to hear, tell you what, they don't want to hear responsibility taught. They don't want to hear that they are responsible to use what they've heard. See, I've had a lot of people say, you know, that faith stuff, it's hard. No, it's not. Living by faith is easy if you make it a lifestyle where you're living by faith. You're not just ticking off, okay, I've done step one, step two, step three. Where is it? Where's my blessing? See, that kind of attitude, it feels hard. But if you make the commitment to live by faith and you're just going to live and walk by faith, it starts getting easy. It starts working. But it involves responsibility. You've got to get into the Word yourself. You've got to confess the Word out of your own mouth. You've got to meditate in your heart what the Word of God says day and night, that you may prosper and have good success in your life. Joshua chapter 1. You've got to get into the Word and you've got to stay in the Word and meditate in the Word. Yeah, Dr. Bell, I've heard that and I've heard that and I've heard that. Well, you got to hear it again, because you got to hear it till you get it, until you're walking in it. Amen? All right, well, we're just about out of time. We're going to have to stop right here, but I tell you what, I want to hear from you. You can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address. And of course, our email address is drbill, drbill@wofm.org. Now, as always, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, wofm.org. We've got teaching there. We've got videos online. We've got audio online. We have all kinds of messages. Lots of things that will be a blessing to you. And I'd love for you to take advantage of all that. It's why we have it out there. We don't just put it out there to be doing something. We put it out there to bless you and to help you. And for it to be a resource. You can tell other people, tell your friends and family, and let them come receive from the Word of God. Amen? Well, join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.